Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Life Open Miracles with Vincent Sandy. Today is a wonderful new day for all of us. Thank you so much for tuning in. Even though in August there are certain challenges that we all have to go through according to some strange, mystical, astrological aspects. But if you are centered in your spirit, doesn't matter what happens in your astrological chart, still you'll be able to find new ways towards positivity, towards empowerment, towards whatever great you can find within yourself, whatever great, whatever new sources you have within you. And this is what is beautiful in the path of Kriya Yoga. It will teach you methods and techniques and mystical practices in order to move forward in life, no matter what your conditions are. And yes, it will also give you knowledge upon what is happening. But sometimes we are in the middle of something, and we don't understand how to get out and how we got there in the first place. So the most important thing at that point is to know what is it that put us there, so that we can make a new choice towards something greater. So one of the methods for changing your life, and this is the topic of today, is to understand that we live in a wheel of cycles of life. And this wheel is actually made, it is a symbolic wheel, obviously, and it is made of different areas of life, but it's also made of life cycles. They go up and they come down. And the best way to take advantage of this is, first of all, is to understand that when you're in the up cycle, when you feel great happiness, that is the time where you have to write down your vision, write down what is it that you need to do in your life, to make long-term plans as well as short-term plans. This is really important because in those moments of happiness, it is very common for us to have our spiritual senses as well as the ideas and the mind enhanced towards something greater. But then there is a down cycle, and in the down cycle, we start forgetting what our vision is about. We start feeling desperate and helpless. And that is an important moment as well, because that is when we can start prepare the ground based on the memory that we have on the up cycle. Now, the fact is this, that when you are in the down cycle, you're going to lose the memory because you're slipping, you see, into a state of consciousness that it's not so enhanced. Therefore, you lose the memory of the vision of the plan you have made when you were in the up cycle. And what is important here is that if you have it written, if you had written when you were in the upward cycle, all your visions, all your ideas, all that enhanced perceptions, then when you're in the down cycle, you say, okay, let's see what I can do right now to prepare the ground for the next up cycle based on what I felt before. And if you bring yourself with the memory back there, and you can shift your mind from that negative state to the positive state based on the memory of the upward cycle that you just went through, not the up cycle that you went through 5 years ago, just the one that you just passed, then at that point, you start building up your life and you start to bring the negativity back up into the up cycle again. And this is really important because these up and down cycles all rotate around the center. And this is the center of your being, who you are. Not what you do, but who you are. Okay? And by focusing on what is absolutely positive, at the beginning you will find it difficult, but later on I realized that it is about who you become, who you are. If you keep on thinking positive, after some time you become that positivity, and the cycles of life will rotate upon that center. And they rotate for now on the center that is different probably than the center that you would like to be, and they start manifesting negativity, okay? But if you can change from where you are to where you want to be in positivity and becoming really that, becoming, having a change in consciousness so that that center become yourself, that positive thought become yourself, that positive choice become yourself, then you will find a great difference in your life. And that is when we put a choice, and the choice is simply, do you want to be the effect of the or the conscious cause of your life? Are you the effect or the conscious cause of what happened today? Something that happened today happened to you that you didn't expect it, or you know you have created it. Are you the victim of your life, or are you the creator of your life? This is the choice. And in order to go towards, these are two conditions. In order to go towards one condition of being the effect or another condition of being the conscious choice or the conscious cause, you have to put a choice in the middle. In which direction am I going? Am I going towards the victimhood or towards the creator side of my, the creating side of my life? And this is where you have the power. You have the power now to decide if you want to go down or you want to go up. And there's no much choice in life other than this choice. Let me remind you, first of all, who am I? You're listening to these radio shows, and I realize that I have not really properly introduced myself anyway to doing these radio shows, even though I keep on talking and keep on making them. I am a mystical life coach, or a professional life coach, or a personal life coach, but I'm also a spiritual teacher. I teach Kriya Yoga. I'm a Swami, and I'm an officially and traditionally ordained Swami in the path of Kriya Yoga, but I'm also a certified coach, and sometimes I mix the two things together. In other words, whether a life coach helps you to develop techniques and strategies to go where you want to go, a mystical life coach will give you mystical practices and techniques to change your internal state so that it will then produce the external. And this is absolutely fascinating on my side, because first of all, it is the indirect relation to the evolution of the soul of the person who comes for coaching. But on the other hand, there are mystical principles and mystical techniques. They can really change people's life from the internal. So what I do is to unite the internal life and the external life with people and for people who come for coaching. So this is what I do. And the website is www.joycelestial.com. And go there and sign up for the mystical life lessons, because you will find you find them very useful. Even 10 years from now, you will see that nothing will change. They are absolutely eternal, and they are based on the needs that we have to change our lives. And people find them most useful. And I receive many emails of people understanding the mission and the usefulness of these lessons. Let's move on now. We were talking about having choices in life. Another thing that is important to understand, okay, in life, you need to have a filing system. You need to understand how to divide, how to file what you have in front of you. Because we live in an era where we are flooded with information. We're overwhelmed with information from all sides, at all levels, at the subconscious level, at the superconscious level also, no, not at the superconscious level, at the subconscious level, the conscious level, from all sides, we are absolutely bombarded every day with information that creates absolute chaos. If the cycles of life represent going up into innate awareness, and then when we go down, go back into unconsciousness, we are bombarded into the subconscious until we become unconscious almost of our true self, even though there is no real unconsciousness, because in this universe, consciousness is everywhere. So there is anyway an awareness of the file system that we are using, if we probably were not using any file system at all, we need to understand to divide areas of life and to understand what's happening in those areas of life in a concrete file system that is not only useful to our worldly and earthly life, but it is also useful when we talk to our, from to ourselves in relation to the universe. This filing system is how we organize our existence on this planet, so that it's useful both on this planet Earth and for our soul in relation to the universe. This is where we become able to create miracles in our life. A miracle is always present. The potential of a miracle is present. We need to open ourselves to the power of God in our life, and this power is absolutely present all the time. God wants you to be aware. God wants you to understand, and where you can't you cannot understand, He wants you to put that into His hand, and He wants you possibly to put everything into His hand, and then you will understand. Let me explain this a little bit better. The power of God is the power that created you, is the power that is within you, and you have that power within. You can use a power that is huge to change your life only because God put it there, because God Himself is there within you. So you're using His power into your life to create your own life. This is how God expands Himself, experiences Himself. This is how God makes this dream of creation real. And because the possibilities are endless, you need to have a filing system that is organized and in tune with the cosmic works. So now, one of the filing systems that I would like to talk to you about is to divide your life in 12 different sections. These 12 different sections are in relation to the astrological wheel. For some reason, you know, many coaches use the wheel of life. They call it the wheels of life, and they have maybe 8 sections or 10 sections according to what they can think of. But I highly suggest you to understand the wheels of life, the wheel of life in accord with the astrological wheel, because there is some kind of cosmic connection in the order that all these sections of life are being made over there. So let me go through this wheel and just Google also meaning of the astrological wheel. And in astrology, these areas of life are called houses. So you can also Google meaning of astrological houses. And it is very important because you will see the way they are structured has meaning, has a deep meaning that is in tune with the universe. So you want to really to analyze your life on this kind of wheel and bring the changes on this wheel, because this is in tune with how the universe is working, and it is in tune and practical for your life too. So for example, on the first house, the first section of your life, you have the house of your personality, the area of your personality, of yourself, how you look in the world, you know, your own physical body and your self-interests, etc. On the second house, we find the area of wealth, which is also not just financial wealth, but also knowledge or spiritual wealth that you can have. And it is also about your soul. It's about the memory you have, therefore, because this is the wealth that you bring with you internally. So it is external and internal wealth, all the wealth that is with you at all levels. Okay, so it's all about also about gaining more. What are the seeds of those wealth getting more or losing things. Then we have the third area of life. It's about communication in your mind. It's about your neighbors, how you relate to people around you or your direct relatives like brothers and sisters, or even short journey, you know, moving from here to there, moving from your small little reality to the reality of the neighbor. So it's a short journey, symbolically and on, but also physically, going from one city to another city, moving around your area. Okay, then you have the fourth house. The fourth house, the fourth area of life, is the area of the home environment, of the house where you live. And it's also about ending things. In other words, this is it. This is where I stay now. This is something that is also ending. And it's in relation also to the mother. Once you have a mother, that's it. That's just one mother in your life, and that's your mother. Okay, then you have the fifth section is about love affairs, or also fun, entertainment, and creativity. So being creative, sharing what you have, sharing your resources as well. And it's about children, it's about speculation as well. So it's about all that kind of creativity can go in towards fun. Okay, fun and love affairs. On the sixth house, there is the house of work, but also of health. Then we have the seventh house, that is the house of relationships, of marriage, and people who are directly against you. And this is something that you can see, because the first house in the astrological wheel and the seventh house are opposite to each other. Therefore, if the first house is the house of yourself, the seventh house is the house that is against it. And there's a relation to how these areas of life are built with each other. The eighth house is the house of death, but also of inheritance or other people's money and how you deal with them. It's a little bit of a dark house, actually. So it's also about astral and occult experiences or psychic powers, all that is occult or beyond the common reality of everyday life. What is it? And also the access to other people's wealth. In other words, it could be the house of an initiation also, an occult initiation. But let's move on. Ninth house is the house of higher education and long journeys, and it is in direct opposition to the third house, which was communication with the neighbor around you. In the ninth house, which is opposed to the third house, you have higher education. You move away from your direct environment. You move on towards other country. You travel far to learn most of the time. But it's also the house of religion. Okay? Then the 10th house is about your profession, your fame, your career, your success. The 11th house is associated with friends, with dreams, with organization, you know, cooperating, or your tribe, the people you work for, the direct organization you have to deal with. And the 12th house is the house of confinement. It's the house of whatever is secret, but it's also the house of self-help and the house of final liberation. So is where your personality gets completely undone in order to then reunite with God and the infinite. Now, this is important. Even though it seems absolutely deep, it is quite easy to grasp the meaning of these houses, because once you have them, you know that mystically you go through a process. You start with the first house, and then you move towards the second, and then you move towards the third, and then you move towards the fourth, etc., etc. And also, you can understand how to support areas of life in different ways. So For example, if you want to support your financial wealth or your internal wealth, which is in relation to the second house, what you need to do is to count four signs. In this case, we will just count the houses, even though you should count the signs. But in this case, we are talking symbolically, so we will count the houses. You start counting from the second house, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and you will realize that the second and the sixth house are connected together. Then the sixth, again, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You count 5 houses, including the one that you start from. So you will see that the second, the sixth, and the tenth are in a trine. This is a good aspect between the two houses, and in this case, between the three houses. Therefore, you will see that the second house of financial wealth is in relation to the sixth house of service and work and health, which is also in relation, both of them are in relation with the tenth house of career and success and purpose. Therefore, your financial wealth will improve if you sustain it with service, with good health, and with a sense of purpose. Because the wheel of life is structured in such a way, you understand how to support each area of life. And this is explained in the mystical lessons that you can have. If you go to www.joycelestia.com, you will understand it better. It's an absolute mystical concept, but this is a concept that can change your life because you start seeing your life under different perspectives, and you will see how things are connecting together. And I know at the beginning it seems difficult, but it's not difficult after some time. Maybe we can create a course on this and how you can change your life using the wheels of life, which is absolutely fascinating. But what I need you to do most of all is to go each day through each area of life, as in the astrological wheel. For example, in the first house, the house of self, your physical body and your appearance, you put a minus or a plus. How is it for you, a minus or a plus? And you start deciding whether you want to change that or not. And then you move on. For each area of your life, you put a minus or a plus. Or if you want, you can put up to 3 minus or up to 3 pluses. And you understand in which area of life you should really put the focus on, you should really need to work on. And then you close your eyes and you ask yourself, what is it that I could have done better today to have a plus there? What is it that created a minus there? And most important, you ask yourself this question, what is it that I can do tomorrow so that I can put a plus in this house? And it is really important because this is where you put the choice. And even if sometimes, after you have answered a question like, I put a minus because of this reason, and I still don't have the solution, then my suggestion is work anyway in that area if you feel that it needs working on, but do something else. Don't necessarily find the solution of the problem at that time if it is hidden, if you can't see it yet. What is most important is you start doing something that will help you to put a plus in that area of life, because cosmically you will start changing and shifting that area of life. You shift the focus of attention towards what will create a plus. In other words, what created a minus before will start losing power, and you will now represent that area of life with something different that is instead creating a plus. Even though you're actually not solving the old problem, you are improving that area of life because you are putting a plus symbolically. Then at that point, that area of life will acquire mystical power, and you will be also in tune with some truth, with some positive power that will allow you to solve the old problem. And never forget that if you count 5 houses, including the one where you start from, you will find also how you can support the area of life itself. In other words, if you have a minus on the second house of financial wealth, then do something. Even though you can't solve the problem that you have at the moment, do something so that you can put a plus there and support it with good service and with good purpose. You would see that the old problem will sort out itself, or you will find resources, internal and external, to put a plus in that area. And this is an absolute great method to change your life. It requires awareness, it requires work a little bit, but once you will understand this process, you will start managing your life in a way that you have never done before. Okay? Another way to understand how you can put choices into your life is to understand where you are at and understand where you're going. It is simple. And there is a whole course that I've created. It's called Master Your Life with the Elements. It will be out soon, probably in the next just few days. It's already recorded, and it will be on the website, www.joycelestia.com. I explain amazing mystical methods to shift your life and to improve it. You need to understand that these cycles go through phases that are in relation to the elements, understood as mystical forces that are at the base of creation. And even though there are more than four elements, mystically talking, we deal in today's world with mainly four elements. Today we're going to go through these four mainly. And on the program, I'll go through all six of them, mystically talking. But when you deal directly with the life, with the accomplishments that you have to accomplish, you deal with four elements, which are earth, water, fire, and air, in this exact order. And you will also find this in the mystical lessons. It's one of the first lessons, probably. So when you do something, when you, whatever you're living, whatever is happening to your life, is going through a cycle that is in relation either to the earth, to the water, to the fire, to the air element. And it is all in relation to what you need, what is the need that you need to express. For example, the earth cycle brings the need for grounding, stability, faithfulness, wisdom, presence, and discipline. The water cycle brings the need for inspiration, creativity, trust of life, staying in flow, appreciation of beauty, purification, and grace. The fire cycle brings the need for active action, accomplishment, sacrifice, concentration, effort, vision, vitality, direction of energy. The air cycle brings the need for rest, compassion, connection, unselfishness, tolerance, seeing from higher perspectives, and expansive understanding. So, the earth cycle is usually when we start doing something, we put the pillars upon which we will build our new accomplishment, okay? Then we start, once we have our feet on the ground, or once we have grounded our new accomplishment, or a new activity, or a new business, or a new relationship, whatever it is, then we start looking for inspiration, creativity, we start going with the flow of it, we appreciate it, we look for opportunities around. Then we go into the fire cycle, and then that's when we start really to put energy for accomplishing something. We are starting to sacrifice certain other activities in order to direct the energy towards what needs to be accomplished. And then finally we go into the air cycle, where we start resting. And in that rest, because we have accomplished thanks to the energy that we've put, the fire that we've put, we start to rest, and we are now free to listen to other people, to communicate with them. So I know it seems like we shouldn't wait so long to listen to other people, but that is when it becomes natural. we have achieved something. There is that sense of peace. Oh, I can rest now. And it is beautiful to listen to somebody else, and you start connecting with them. Because you have nothing selfish to want anymore. I mean, you have accomplished your own thing, so now you can give up of your selfishness, and you start being unselfish for a moment. And then we have two choices. We can go back to the fire element to put more energy into something else, or we can go towards the earth element in order to ground a new reality, to ground a new project. And most people, of course, nothing is so linear. Most people go from the earth to the water, and they go back to the earth because they see something is missing. Then they go to the water, then they put a little fire, then they go back to the water and maybe to the earth. And then again, water, fire, air. Okay, so the cycles of life are in relation to the earth, water, fire, and air element. Now look at your life, and you should immediately identify in which cycle you're living, because you should ask yourself at this point, very easily, what need am I expressing in my life right now, or in this period? And this is where you're at. Then ask yourself, what need do I need to express from now on? And this is where you're going. Is the need that you're expressing right now in relation to the earth, water, fire, or air? And what is the need that you need to express from now on? Is it in relation to earth, water, fire, or air? And if you know that, you know what your life is about at this moment. You know what the stage of life is representing for you now. You know what is happening. You know what is going to happen, what needs to be happening. And you are, at this point, putting your awareness into something useful. Because if you are in the earth cycle, when you need to ground yourself, it would be useless to look for opportunities because you're not grounding yourself. You become wishy-washy. And so on. So this is another way. You need to understand what is happening. What need are you expressing? What need will you be expressing in the next future? And it's quite easy. And if you associate the methods of the elements with the wheel of life, you have a full range of possibilities to start working on, because each area of life in the wheel can have its own element that is predominant. Maybe in your physical life, in your physical area, which is the first house, you're now looking for new kind of ways to exercise your body. Therefore, you are now in the water cycle. But in the career, you are required to put energy, so the career is in the fire cycle. So even though generally you have an overall cycle of life that is in relation to one main element, each one of these areas of life can be better understood if you subdivide it into other cycles. So each one of these areas can be subdivided. They can be non-related to each other, even though they're all related with the overall cycle of life that you're going through. Okay? For more questions on this topic, please, I invite you to write to me. And the best way to do that is to go to my website, www.joycelestial.com, and connect with me, go to the contact page, and write me an email. Now, what is most important also when you want to start changing your life, let's go a little bit practical. You have to create a straight line from where you are to where you want to go, or from where you are to where you want to be. It is very important, because most of the time we say, I want to get a better relationship. And then in order to get a better relationship, we think that first we need to improve our career so that then we can buy a house and then we'll be happy. And this is absolutely not the case. Because you're moving away from the purpose of their relationship. The purpose of their relationship is simply to be relational, simply to love each other, for example. So you need to find ways that are in direct relation with the purpose of their relationship. What is its purpose? Okay? So if the purpose of the relationship is to love each other, then you should create and make opportunities in order to make this relationship more loving, so that this love can be expressed. Create a straight line, direct, most direct way to be more relational, to be more loving, to appreciate each other, for example. Or if you want to improve your career, what is the most direct line? Don't start doing 500 more things. Some people want to be coaches, okay? Some people have their own activity, whatever it is. And they say, well, before I become a coach, I need to do all this other work. What you need most of the time is to get the right tools and the right understanding. Go directly there to understand how are you going to do it. Some people wait years, years, and years doing other stuff, hoping then in 5 or 6 or 7 years then they will be ready or they will have collected enough information and skills. Go directly to what you need in order to be a good coach, in order to have a good career, in order to be an expert in your field. Don't give too many chances, too many random chances to opportunities that come from all sides because you think, well, I might need this. Let's try it out. Let's see what it gives me. No. Go directly. This is what, if you need methods and practices, go find them only, for example. Or if you need more clients, go find them. Only. If you don't do it, then don't expect them. And this is absolutely true. Because I see it for myself. When I start looking for people, then I find people. Or they find me. And of course, what's the purpose of what you're doing? You're doing this to help others. And you're doing this because you love it. So, and it's a good thing. Because if you wouldn't do it, some people would not be helped, would not have what you have to share. And also, this is an important thing that sometimes I have problems with, because I'm from a spiritual background. I've been a monk before. It's about how you're going to have enough money for your life. If you put energy into something different than what your talent is, then obviously you will not be able to put all the energy that is required for your work to be done. In other words, if you don't charge for your job, what will happen is that you will need to find the money from somewhere else. And that means simply that you can't do your job full-time anymore, or what you want to be your job. You do something else that is not in relation to your purpose. That doesn't mean that you have to take advantage of people at all. You need to help them. You need to be absolutely flexible. You need to understand their needs. And this is the first thing. And it's beautiful to be flexible. But understand that you need to create a straight line from where you are to where you want to go. And one of the best ways to do this is to regain the original purpose. Put your life back in direction. Go there and say, what is the purpose of what I'm doing? What is the purpose? And have faith anyway that there are two ways you're going to get paid. One is through people directly. One is through the universe and people indirectly. Sometimes people will come to you and you have to help them. There is no other way that they're either going to pay you or that you're going to get something from them. But we are here as one. Sometimes people cannot have enough money. And I see that there are lots of, for example, programs that you would like to join and they cost too much. It's only for rich people, right? But I don't think that's right. Because some people need those programs. And you should be flexible. Now, on the other hand, if you bring yourself back to what your original purpose is, you will find that it is easy to create a straight line, create opportunities for people to be coached, create opportunities for people to be healed. And you will see that you will find ideas. For example, there are so many other ways through which you can help people heal. You can create a group healing, you can create a little seminar where people get healed, or you can create, it depends on your career, of course, no? What you can do. Now remember also that your thoughts and emotions are absolutely creative. This is another way to change your life. You have the creative power right now of your thoughts and emotions. And these thoughts and emotions will create who you are, a new center from which you will rotate, not right away. It is important to sit down every day and to choose thoughts and to choose emotions and associate them with each other in the direction of the life you want to go. See from different perspectives. Start seeing from different perspectives. One beautiful thing to understand also in order to change your life is to do another exercise, which is to play different roles and characters and see what they say. There is a very famous NLP technique that I love, because NLP, anyway, I think it's really useful when it's not used to manipulate people, but it's used to work on yourself. And by the way, you should never use it to manipulate people, even though they don't know it. Some people say, why wouldn't you use it to help somebody to heal from addiction or whatever? You cannot interfere with their karma. This is a mystical truth. If you interfere with their karma, you have only one reason. It's just your own reason. It's just your own way of winning. You cannot, even if it's the person that you love the most, even if you do it for their own right, you have to help them to get to the consciousness where they want to be helped, and they tell you, okay, use it on me. Let's see what happens, okay? In that case, you can help them. And they really have to want to. Unfortunately, this is the truth. You need to be asked to help. If you are not asked, and if you just help, when a person is conscious, obviously, okay, if you see somebody in danger that's falling down of a cliff, you better go there and grab him. You cannot wait that he will tell you, excuse me, help me please, when he's falling down already. No, you just go there and help him, because at that moment, he doesn't have the emotional clarity and awareness to understand. But if you can talk to people, then if they're not going to die tomorrow, if you're not in that situation where you're going to see them die from one minute to another, you can't interfere. So there is this technique anyway that you can use on yourself, and this is good, where you have different roles. And think of one role as the dreamer, another role as the analyzer. Okay? And now, the exercise might be different, but I want you to, instead of use another role that is absolutely neutrality, absolute awareness, and see how things are in real. So one will allow you to dream wide. Another one will be absolutely analyzing what you're dreaming, analyzing the situation, being critical about it, all with the analyzer. And then the other one is just seeing as you are. Now, why these three? Because mystically they are in relation to the intuitive side, to the logical side, and to the pure aware side of your own true self. Then you will see that your energy, intuitively or inspirationally, the female side of your energy is going into a direction, the logical side is going into another direction, and sometimes there is conflict in there. And the aware side will see things from another perspective, from a perspective that is detached from the dreamer and from the analyzer. It is a perspective that is just in relation to the observation of the forces that are taking place within you. So do this exercise. Take your time to really go beyond. It is important when you go to the aware one, to the observer, you take a step back. Take really a step back away from all these roles. Take a step back and watch them and see what happens. Watch them and watch what is it that you want to accomplish and see what happens. And once you get insight, then you have the key to make your life change. And this is now what I'm going to share with you another practice. The other practice is simply to ask yourself a question. The question is, what would I die for? What would I die for? Really? What would I really die for? And start living for that. Instead of living for 500 other things that you're doing. And pray. Meditate. Connect super consciously with God. We have three levels of consciousness, as probably you already heard from me. We have the conscious, subconscious, and the superconscious. The conscious level is the world of activities, what we do now today. The subconscious level is the world that we have within of imagination, thoughts, emotions. And the superconscious is that direct connection with the spark of God that is operating within ourselves. And it is absolutely important to put these three levels of consciousness together into one direction. The superconscious dominates over the subconscious. The subconscious dominates the conscious most of the time, unless you put a conscious choice there to direct the world of imagination, of words, of dreams, towards what you want. Have a vision. What is worth to do? And then help others reach their vision. In doing so, you're helping yourself, because we're all together as one. So in this case, this is a method to make a life change. Help others to change their lives. Not how you see it, how they see it. Let them tell you what they need. Let them tell you what they need. Don't assume they need anything of what you think. Let them tell you what they need and help them to achieve what they need, what they think they need. And you will start achieving what you think you need. And I know some people are now saying, well, then what I think I need might not be what I need, really. Correct. But it will be what is you think it's worth needing, And that attitude will take you to the next step, which is, was it really worth it or not? And once you will understand the answer to the question, you will start going one layer deeper. And then, same thing, you will go one layer deeper, and then one layer deeper, until there is just one more dream to dream. Dream of infinity, the dream of eternity. Another great way to change your life is chanting. And it's in direct relation to meditation, to prayer, or you connected with the superconscious. Chanting mantras also. The Om sound is a great creative sound. It is composed of three main phases. The creative phases, phase, then there is the sustaining phase, and then there is the dissolving phase. So it starts with an ah, then it moves on with an oh, and then it terminates with a mm. It goes together like this. Oh. It has three phases, and they are in relation to Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. These, if we talk about Hinduism, we're not talking about a religion that has many gods and deities as people think. These are aspects of creation. Exactly, there is light and darkness, or there is the wind and water. They are just aspects of creation, aspects of God. God is one that manifests himself in different ways. That is always the same God. There is only one God. And we're talking about how you can put yourself in tune to God. You have to do something on this planet. You have to use the forces that you have around you so that you put yourself in tune to God. Even in all religions, you know, God cannot come down and help you if you don't reach up to try to ask for his help, to open yourself for yourself, to be receptive to his help. So a way of doing this is to chant mantras, is to pray. Praying is like a mantra. And mantras are mystical sounds, mystical energy in the forms of sounds. I'm not going to go too much into the science of mantra, because it's a very wide topic. But there are beautiful mantras that you can use. You can use just the Om sound, and there are many books on the subject. Choose one and chant it until you feel it has an effect. And you should chant it 108 times. So take some time during the day, close yourself into your room undisturbed, and chant that mantra for 108 times. And of course, you can chant less than 108 times. You can chant it for 9 times, for 7 times, for 12, 14 times, or for 24 times, or in groups of 12s. But I suggest you to go for a whole cycle, 108. Start loud, and then go softer and softer and softer, until you start to chant the mantra mentally, and until that mantra becomes the emanation of your own soul. And thank you for tuning in with Vincent and P in Life Open Miracles. I'll be here next week, and if you want to have a look and sign up for the lessons, go to www.joycelestia.com. Contact me through the contact page. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you next week.